Black as He's Painted by Nio Morsch. Copyright 1973 and 1974 by Nio Morsch. This unabridged recording of the reading of Black as He's Painted was published by arrangement with Gillan Aitken Associates Limited and was produced in 2000 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Nadia May. This book is 250 pages long. Black as He's Painted by Nio Morsch. The following material appears on the book's back cover. When the president of Ngombwana proposes to dispense with the usual security arrangements on an official visit to London, his old schoolmate, Chief Superintendent Allen, is called in to try to persuade him otherwise. Allen performs his mission so successfully that on the night of the Gombwanan embassy's reception, the house and grounds are stiff with police. However, an assassin does strike, and Allen discovers a wealth of suspects in a coterie of ex-colonials residing in the very shadow of the embassy. Dame Nio Morsch was born in New Zealand in 1895 and died in February 1982. She wrote over 30 detective novels, and many of her stories have theatrical settings, for Nio Morsch's real passion was the theatre. She was both actress and producer, and almost single-handedly revived the New Zealand public's interest in live theatre. It was for this work that she received what she called her Damery in 1966. The book's dedication reads, "For Roses and Mike."